The leader of the world's Anglican Church, the Archbishop of Canterbury, has sparked a highly controversial debate in the UK after he called for the adoption of some aspects of Sharia law. Dr. Rowan Williams says the UK has to face up to the fact that some of its citizens do not relate to the British legal system, and he argues that adopting parts of Islamic Sharia law would help maintain social cohesion. Stephanie Kennedy reports from London.
The Archbishop of Canterbury is concerned that the British legal system acts as a barrier to social cohesion in the UK for some British Muslims. He's told the BBC that many Muslims have a stronger sense of loyalty to their faith than they do to the state.
And a British law which simply said, there's one law for everybody, and that's all there is to be said. And anything else that commands your loyalty or your allegiance is completely irrelevant in the processes of the courts. I think that's a bit of a danger. That's why there's a place for finding what would be a constructive accommodation with some aspects of Muslim law, as we already do with aspects of other kinds of religious law.
Dr. Rowan Williams says some Sharia law seems unavoidable in the UK, but he was quick to point out that he's not advocating the type of punishment that's sometimes associated with Sharia law, like stoning.
Nobody in their right mind, I think, would want to see in this country the kind of inhumanity that's sometimes been associated with the practice of the law in some Islamic states, the extreme punishments, the attitudes to women as well.
Dr. Williams suggests Sharia law could be applied in divorce cases or financial disputes. Mohammed Shafiq is director of the Ramadan Foundation here in Britain.
It's about choice. The issue here is, do we as a multi-faith society recognise that there are Muslims in this country, like the Orthodox Jews, in particularly in North London, who already are recognised, whose own private rulings in relation to their faith, Jewish faith, is already recognised. So we're not asking for special treatment, we're asking for equal treatment.
But the Archbishop's comments provoked a chorus of opposition on the BBC's blog.
Anyone who wants to live under Sharia law can easily move to Iran or somewhere like that. This, of course, includes the Archbishop of Canterbury.
To invite Sharia law into the UK is to welcome a system which is profoundly homophobic, misogynistic and undemocratic. In the name of community cohesion, would Rowan accept honour killings, criminalisation of homosexuality, enforced marriage, trial by elders, wife beating, the devaluation of a woman's testimony to half that of a man, and so on?
Who does the Archbishop of Canterbury think he is, making such a preposterous suggestion? The law is the law, and that is that. If people want to live in Britain, they follow British laws, period. The Archbishop is peddling dangerous views and should know better.
The British Prime Minister joined the opposition, arguing that British laws should be based on British values, while the Conservatives branded the Archbishop's remarks as unhelpful. In London, this is Stephanie Kennedy reporting for AM.